Next place is going to be Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y, Gillespie, G-I-L-L-E-S-P-I-E, 7537, 88-year-old woman. Lives with her daughter, LaTanya, L-A-T-A-N-Y-A. She's from Houston, Texas. Her family used to own a meat market slash fish business here in Houston in the past. She's a heavy smoker, doesn't drink alcohol. Patient was looked at for possible admission to the hospice earlier, but the family declined. Till they had a long discussion with all the children, they decided that mom does not want any more further treatment, especially as far as her heart's concerned, and they want to be able to keep her comfortable. She has 5 kids. One died. She says it broke her heart, and that's what's wrong with her heart. She smokes. She doesn't drink alcohol. She used to smoke but hasn't smoked recently. They owned a fish market in the past. Allergy, aspirin, surgery, right hip surgery, last hospitalization last year for heart issues, immunizations up to date, medical problems, no hypertension, diabetes, positive PVD, positive protein, calorie malnutrition, positive weight loss, positive cachexia, positive non-healing ulceration, right ankle, positive non-healing ulceration, decubitus ulcer, sacrum, slash buttocks. Medication, KCL, 10 milliequivalents, day, Lipitor, 20 milligrams, day, Neurontin, 300 TID, Norvasc, 5 milligrams, day, Colace on a PRN basis. Patient was given nitroglycerin, which she did not take and does not want to take for shortness of breath and decreased exercise tolerance, and was on different medication for her heart, which all have been discontinued. Either patient refused to take him or because of side effects. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse 92, O2 sats 96%, heart pulses, small pulses, lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema, definitely cardiac cachexia noted. Also put down neck shows no mass. Actually, or mucosa is dry. Assessment: 88-year-old woman with history of atherosclerotic heart disease. She sees Dr. Wheeler. Dr. Wheeler, W-H-E-L-E-R, had decided to send patient to the cardiologist, but patient wants no further workup of her heart, period. She also suffers from COPD, cardiac cachexia, peripheral vascular disease, non-healing ulcer of the right heel, as well as the decubitus ulcer sacrum, which has been dressed at this time. She has hyperlipidemia, neuropathy, and ADL dependency, period. She hasn't been out of bed for some time, partially because of severe weakness, and before that it was because of shortness of breath. Patient wants to take no aspirin, does not want to take any nitroglycerin, even for decreased exercise tolerance or a beta blocker, including Coreg at this time. We had a long discussion about her expectations. She wants to be kept comfortable till she dies. She also realizes that she would never heal the ulceration about the sacrum, and then what's remaining of the ulceration, right heel, lateral malleolus. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient expected to do poorly, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.